Hello again. 5 minutes since I did my last one. I feel this is a subject that needs to continue again. This is in response to originally Jacqueline B and Pilgrim Chris about a difference between your online persona and your personal persona. It fascinates me this. I suppose my personality is actually online and in the flesh are very different. It's just occurred to me, kind of thinking it through, that the number of contacts that I have online on social networks, be it Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, or as of late the Xbox Live sort of network, which kind of spills over because most of the people I know on there I now follow or are followed by on Twitter. I would never dream of having that many people in my real-time personal social life. I'm not a very sociable person anymore in the flesh. Used to be a big sort of party animal when I was younger, and certainly in the RAF days, I was very rare. I would have a night in the house, and you know, I was sort of, you know, in the naffy bar and the camp pretty much every night, or down the local pub in the village, and I knew a lot of people and socialised with a lot of people. But as I've got older, I tend to come home from work, lock the doors, and just like to spend quality time with my family. I don't really go out very often drinking. In fact, I very rarely go out very often drinking, and my sort of personal social life revolves around meeting up with friends to go climbing once a week, twice a week perhaps, and weekends away, sort of hill walking and climbing, etc. And I enjoy that. That's how I like to live my life from a personal point of view. I couldn't possibly be one of these people who have constantly a full diary or a full calendar of, oh, I'm meeting such and such on Friday, and then the next day I'm meeting such and such, and then on Wednesday I've got this going on, and then the weekend we're away staying with this. I couldn't live my life like that. I very much like my own personal time, my own personal space with my family, of course, but I certainly couldn't be doing with constantly being beholden to meeting people or visiting or whatever. So I guess in that sense, my personal life is very, very different from my online life. The majority of my contacts I only know online. I don't tend to sort of hang on to history, if you like. I tend to sort of, as my life moves on, and it has moved on a lot, I tend to kind of leave things behind, and I just sort of keep in touch with a very few people in real time, although I do tend to hang on to a lot of them on Facebook and etc. But anyway, that's just my thoughts further. Time up now, and I'm definitely going to bed. Grand Prix in the morning. Good night.